Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
And I would like to let's turn to a scripture.
我们打开圣经。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
提摩太后书第二章十九节。
Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有着印记说，主认识谁是他的人。又说，凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。
And let's turn to the Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
我们再打开罗马书第四章十七节。
Romans 4, 17.
罗马书四章十七节。
Let me see. Okay. As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into beingthat which does not exist. 第四章十七节。
罗马书四章十七节。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
And I would like to underline this, this part. Even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist.
我愿意大家留意，是那叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。
Now, especially this part, says calls into being, and the Greek translation is calls into existence that which does not exist.
使无变为有，是说叫那原来不存在的，叫它存在了。
Yeah. And also, let's read one more. Romans chapter 5, verse 17.
然后我们再读罗马书五章十七节。
Yeah.Let me see. Let me see a second. I'm not sure this is the right place. I'm looking for the new creation. Where is it, Dana?
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Second Corinthians. That's right. Second Corinthians.
是在哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians 5:17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Now, I would like to underline, I think you know what I'm talking about here.If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
我愿意强调，我们读了这一节就懂得，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Now allow me to go the one more verse, which is Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1.
我们再读以弗所书第一章。
22.
22节,
And he put all things in subjection unto his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So I would like to underline this part as a head over all things.
啊，是我强调他啊为首，为万有之首。
Now what is this all things? Now the previous verse actually have some indication.
这万有在前面的几节讲到讲出来了。
Now I will read just okay, verse 19, from 19 to 21. And what is the surpassing greatness of the power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought forth in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and all authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
我们从十九节一直读到二十一节，十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we come together before you. Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
主，我们再一次的一同聚集在你的跟前，我们的心充满了感谢。
And Lord, we really thank you and praise you.
我们实在感谢赞美你。
Because you have loved us so much.
因为你是这样的爱我们。
Not only in every day of the year, but in particular these past couple of days.
不但在每天你这样的眷顾我们，也在一年的末了的几天，你特别眷顾了我们。
You have spoken to us with your gracious word.
用着你恩典的话向我们说了。
That came into the depth of our heart.
进到我们内心深处。
You also have brought us to the vast, vast creation of yourself.
你也把我们带进你那浩大的创造的里面。
You have shown us indeed you are the creator of all things.
你也叫我们认识到你确实是一切万物的的创造者。
Lord, we are lucky, we are fortunate that you have loved us so much and you have created us in your own image.
我们何等的有幸，你爱我们爱到这样的一个地步，你把我们造了出来。
So Lord, in this session, we pray that your presence be with us.
我们在这一个聚会的里面，求你与我们同在。
We also pray that your Holy Spirit will explain your own mind to us.
也愿意圣灵将你自己的意念来启示给我们。
And all of us will be blessed by you.
我们众人都这样的蒙福。
And we depend on you.
我们依靠你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have been sharing on this matter of how do we look at science.
弟兄姊妹，我们这几天交通到我们怎样来看科学。
Now we have seen from God's own word that he, in the beginning, he has created the heavens and the earth.
我们从神自己的话里面，我们看到起初神造了天地。
Now all the important science discoveries in the past, especially in the past century, is totally consistent with this.
一切科学那重要的发现，特别在过去一百年之内，都是印证了这件事。
We used to believe this by faith.
我们过去因着 凭着信来认识。
Genesis 1:1。
创世纪一章第一节。
But now the past century, the science itself, the science discovery has shown us, and that's indeed what happened.
在过去一百年之内，科学家所发现的就证明确实是这样。
The Earth, the universe, the whole universe had a beginning.
这地球，这整个的宇宙都有一个起点。
And man has to humble himself to acknowledge that there is a being much, much higher than us.
人必须谦卑地说，有一位比我们都更高超的。
Now, there's nothing.That can come. There is. It is not possible for something that comes from nothing.
人认为不可能从无变为有。
Yeah, but then it is God who has made all these things, who have made nothing something.
也唯有神能够从无把它变为有。
Now we also thank the Lord that we are so different.
我们也感谢神，我们是这样的独特。
We are His creation.
我们是他所造的。
And He has said that we are created in His own image.
神自己说，我们是照着他的形象而被造的。
No one, nothing can refute that.
没有人能够拒绝这件事。
Now we see men are so different from anything else.
我们看到人是跟一切的生物都不同。
No science theory could explain that.
没有一个科学的学说能够解释。
But it is so true.
但是却是这样的真实。
Now we are so different.
我们确实是不同的。
Now not only we were created in His own image.
不但我们是照着他的形象被造的。
But He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ.
他把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And in Him, we could be different.
在他的里面，我们也能够不同。
In Him, we could be a new creation.
在他的里面，我们能够成为一个新造的人。
It's totally different from the natural creation.
这是从自然的里面一切被造之物都不同的。
It is unthinkable.
这是不可想象的。
And yet, it is true.
但却是真实的。
And the real wonderful thing is.
那真正奇妙的是。
The Lord wants to lead us.To live, to walk in Christ.
主要带领我们能够行事为人像他。
So that all of us become samples of this thing.
我们所有的人，每一位人都能够成为神儿子的样子。
Yeah, He gave us the freedom. He also gave us the urge to go in that direction.
他也给我们有这样的自由，也给我们有这样的渴慕，向着这一个方向而去。
On one hand, it actually defines the purpose of our life.
一方面能够解释了我们一生的目的。
You know, we were born, and one of these days we'll leave this earth.
我们有一天出生了，到了有一天我们要离开这个地上。
What is the purpose of this whole thing?
在整个过程的里面，我们人生的目的在哪里
？Now, the New Testament, especially if you read the epistles, we see that God wants us to live in a way to prove that we can be and we shall be and will be like Him.
在新约的里面，特别在书信的里面。特别讲到我们应当是这样，我们也确实这样，我们应该这活出这个样式。
And throughout the generations of man, there were mockers to God.
在人类的历史的里面，许多人这样的来嘲笑神。
And they are doubters of God.
有许多怀疑神的人。
Now, what you said over there, is that going to be true?
说你所说的不会是这样的成就。
Now here, God has put all of us in Christ.
今天神把我们大家都放在基督的里面。
He actually gave us a mission.
他给我们一个使命。
The mission is that we shall live, and we shall walk, and we shall go with the Lord Jesus, and finally we will be like Him.
我们要行走活着像基督有一天也是完全的跟他一样。
And one of these days, the Lord, God, is going to point to each one of us and tell his enemy, look at these people.
有一天神会指着我们向他的仇敌说，你看一看这些人。
Did I tell you I created man according to my image?
我岂不是告诉你，我是按照我的形象造出这些人。
Look at these people.
你看一看这些人。
They are like my son.
他们就像我的儿子。
And then they are like me.
他们也像我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is a tremendous thing.
这是极大的事情。
Now, at the beginning, I told brothers and sisters, to talk about this is actually it's very difficult for me.
我开始的时候，我告诉弟兄姊妹，要谈论这个事情对我来讲实在有些难处。
Now, in the past few months, I did go out to be like a scout.
在过去几个月，我实在这样的来像像探子一样。
Yeah. And I'm actually giving brothers and sisters a report of the scout.
我实在是向弟兄姊妹为着我所探出来的东西做一个报告。
Now, you know, the young one among us, you can feel very confident that you can go to middle school, high school, college, and learn science. It's just fine, no problem.
我们中间的年轻人你们可以很放心的去从初中高中进大学读科学。
And your faith, if your faith is strong,
如果你的信心是坚固的。
If you have the firm foundation of God in you,
如果你有神坚固的根基在你里面。
You know, whatever you study, the real science will not affect you.
无论你读什么，就是科学也不会影响你。
Now, they are nowadays many of you are bothered by a lot of things that are written on the magazines and internet and so on.
今天因着杂志上、报纸上或者网上所记载所谈论的事情，你们觉得有点迷惑。
But the among the scientists, there are some real top-notch scientists.
在科学家中有许多顶尖的科学家。
And they all have a respect to anybody's faith.
他们对任何人的信仰，他们都是尊重的。
Because they know this is beyond them.
因为他们知道这是超过他们在科学领域里面所能了解的。
You know, when they do science, they are actually in their laboratory or in their office or in their auditorium or something. They are someplace.
他们研究科学的时候，在他们的实验室，在他们的办公室，这样的来研究。
They are experts on this subject.
在那些科目的里面，他们是专家。
And then if you are real honest scientist,You know, what they do, we have to respect.
如果他们真的是一个诚实的科学家，他们所研究的，我们是要尊重他们。
And the result of their research can help us in many, many ways.
他们研究的结果也帮助我们许多。
It tells you what really is happening, how things, you know, why the bird is flying, why the flower turned red. They can tell us all that.
他们告诉我们许多事物。如同为什么鸟会飞，花会变红。
They can give us microphones, they can give us speakers.
他们把喇叭、把麦克风发明出来给我们用。
They can give us the smartphones.
他们可以把我们这些智慧手机。
You can talk to anybody anytime.
你能够在任何时候向任何人跟他谈话。
Those are the fruits of science.
这些都是科学所带出来的结果。
Now years ago, if you have cancer, you probably only have a few months to live.
许多年前，你得了癌症，大概你就只有几个月的生命。
Now if you have a cancer, you may have several years or even more, even longer.
现在你得了癌症，你很可能还有好几年，甚至更多的年日。
So we have to respect what they do.
我们尊重他们所做的。
Now even when our kids grow up,
当我们的孩子长大了。
This is a vast area of some jobs that they can take.
啊，这是极大的一个他们能够去工作的场所。
Or you can go study physics.
啊，你能够去读物理。
And you can go to these physics labs.
你去到这些物理实验室。
And they do wonderful things. Without them, we don't have the cell phones.
啊，他们能够做许多事情，若没有他们的研究，我们就没有这些手机可用。
We will not have GPS.
我们也没有卫星，这个导航。
导航 ，Yeah. And so, yet they are in their room. They are in their little area studying science.
他们在他们的房间的里面，来研究科学。
Now outside of their room, they are not.Experienced in faith.
在他们研究室之外，他们对信仰没有什么的经验。
They have to experience in their faith outside of their laboratory.
他们需要在他们实验室之外来经验这个信心。
So one of the problems of our young people or even us is we actually idolize them.
我们的年轻人或者我们自己都把他们看得太高了。
Yeah, and you think that a mathematician, a physicist, they know faith, they know God, they know there's no God.
我们以为这些数学家、这些物理学家，他们懂得有神还是没有神。
They don't know that.
其实他们不知道。
That's why most of them don't want to say very much.
所以许多这些科学家都不愿意谈论这个事。
So it is wrong for us to go to Stephen Hawking to try to figure out whether there is a God or not.
所以我们如果去找 Stephen Hawking 去来认识有没有神，这是一个错误的事。
There are among scientists, there are few who are atheists and they want you to be atheist.
在科学家的行列的里面，有一些他们是无神论者，他们也要你变成无神论者。
And those are the people you want to really not associate with. Don't even touch them and are not afraid of them.
这些人是你要避开的，不要跟他们有什么关系。
And oftentimes, because they spend all these times trying to tell other people there's no God, they actually don't do good research.
也因着他们花了许多的时间去告诉别人没有神，结果他们也没有好好的做科学研究。
So, there is a person who has already died. He is a biologist.
有一位生物学家。他如今已经去世了。
And his name is Stephen Gould.
他是名字叫 Stephen Gould.
And he actually is an agnostic. I explained to you already that agnostic means that he says I cannot tell from science whether there's God or not. He's honest.
他很诚实。他其实是他是自己是一个不知道。他也承认他不知道到底有没有神。
But he advised his scientist friends.
但是他建议他这些科学界的朋友。
And not to say anything like this.
不要这样的去说。
You see, Darwinism, that's Darwin 的学说, disproves God.
不要去说达尔文的学说就证明了没有神。
So, because he knows very well that it's not up to the scientists to say anything about God.
因为他知道不是科学家能够说到底有没有神。
So, brothers and sisters, the reason I mention this is you go to school, you go to workplace, you go to a job, you know one thing, the real good scientists respect your faith.
弟兄姊妹，我所要说的就是，无论你在学校、在工作的场所的里面，真正的科学家他们是尊重你的信仰的。
The real good scientists.
那些好的科学家。
The real honest scientists.
如果真是诚实的科学家。
Now if he doesn't,
如果他不是这样。
There's something wrong with him.
那是他有些麻烦。
He wants you not to bring your faith into your calculation.
他不愿意你把你的信仰带进这科学的研究跟计算的里面。
And that is fine.
没问题。
But if he wants you to not to believe in God, then he's totally wrong.
但是如果他要你完全不相信你所信的，这他完全错误。
So I just want to tell brothers and sisters, when you run into these things, do not be afraid.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你遇到这样的事，不要怕。
Because they are really not top-rate scientists.
因为那些人，他不是那些高级顶尖的科学家。
I told you 2 days ago about the story of Einstein.
我在两天前告诉大家关于爱因斯坦。
You know, Einstein, when he did this general relativity.
当爱因斯坦他在做这个一般相对论的时候。
It took him about 10 years to come to that point.
他花了10年的时间才能够来到这下到这个结论。
It was extremely difficult for him.
对他来讲也并非常的不容易。
To finally came up with that simple equation.
就能够得到这样一个很简单的方程式。
And he said this.
他这样说。
He said, you know, I'm just like a little boy being, God has hooked something on my nose and lead me.
他说我就像一个小孩子，神在我鼻子上弄上一个钩子把我牵着我。
And I was led here and was led there. I cannot really think about anything about my own problem.
我就被引到这里，引到那里，我没有办法真正去想我要面对的问题。
And he also said that the God, what God is telling us, or God knows, is like a huge library. I walk in, it's like a little boy.
神要告诉我的，就如同在一个很大的图书馆里面。我只是一个小孩子进去了。
No, we don't want to. You don't want to say, Einstein is a believer of God. Einstein doesn't believe Lord Jesus or the resurrection. He doesn't believe all these things. But I'm telling you, the real good scientists respect your faith.
爱因斯坦，我们不要说爱因斯坦是不是一个信神的人，因为他不相信耶稣基督，也不相信救赎这些。但是一个真正好的科学家他是诚实的，他会尊重人们的大家的信仰。
Now another thing，
另外一件事
，the creation， the whole universe is God's creation。
整个宇宙是神的创造。
No scientist can tell you he invented anything.
没有一个科学家能够说他发明了什么东西。
They only discover what is already there.
他们只是发现那已经在那里的事物。
What God has already created, they come to discover it.
神已经创造出来的，他们去发现。
They can only invent a theory.
他们能够发明这些学说。
But they cannot invent a truth.
但他们不能够发明这个真理。
They cannot invent a fact.
他们不能够发明这一个事实。
A fact, a truth is given by God.
事实真理是从神而来的。
For example, this gravity is an equation.
譬如说这个地心引力是有一条方程式。
Yeah, there's a rule there.
这是有一个律在其中。
This is a natural law.
这是天然的规律。
No one can say where this law comes from.
没有人能够说这个规律从哪来的。
Because the law comes from God.
因为这个规律是从神而来的。
It not only apply on Earth.
不但在地上是这样的能够适用。
You fly into Mars, it applies there too.
你去到那个火星那里。这些规律仍然是适用的。
It went into the relationship between two stars. It applies there too.
在两个星球的中间，这一个规律也是是可行的。
The law is ordained by God.
这个规律是从神而来的。
Newton just discovered it.
牛顿他把它发现了。
The same thing about relativity.
同样的这个相对论也是这样。
You know, the path of light can bend.
这一个光的可以被折射。
Now this is God's creation.
这是神的创造。
Einstein just discovered it.
爱因斯坦发现了它。
Now this electricity works.
啊，这个啊电流是这样的啊来来运用。
And this is God's creation.
啊，这是神的创造。
And this Maxwell just discovered.
Maxwell 把它发现。
It's called the Maxwell's law.
啊，这成为Maxwell 的定律。
And this Big Bang.
啊，这一个大膨胀。
It's God created the universe this way.
因为神是这样的创造了宇宙。
And in many many centuries, man's science figured out that's what happened.
啊，在经过许多的世纪，人这些科学家就发现原来是这样。
No scientist invented it.
不是科学家把这个发明出来的。
God created it.
是神造出来的。
And then the wonderful thing is man could understand it.
啊，那更奇妙的就是人能够去明白它。
By observation, they could figure out.
啊，透过观察，他们能够明白。
The law, the physical law, was ordained by God.
要物理的这些定律是从神所定规的。
Now from the fraction of a second on, the how the universe developed,is totally determinable, totally understandable by these about a page or so of physics laws.
啊，这一个在一刹那之间不几百分之几百万分之一秒之间所发生的这些的事情，完全是可以按一点一点的按照规律这样进行出来的。
It's not disorder.
不是没有次序的。
It is extremely orderly.
是非常有次序的。
Now because God ordained these laws.
因为神定了这些的规律。
Now the scientists just, after so many years, so many centuries, scientists figured it out.
这些科学家经过那么多的年代，经过那么多几个那么多的世纪，终于发现了。
So there's nothing for man to be proud.Man has to be really humble.
所以人不能够骄傲，人必须非常的谦卑。
All the good scientists know that.
所有的那些好科学家都懂得这。
So, brothers and sisters, I want you to rest in peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我愿意你有安息。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
起初，神创造了天地。
You and I, He has created man according to His image.
你跟我，神是按照他自己的形象造了人。
The word of God stayed in heaven.
神的话安定在天。
And then to us,
对我们来说
，I think there's one thing that we ought to get hold of.
我们还要掌握住一件事。
Which is this? What Paul says in 2 Timothy.
这就是保罗在提摩太后书所讲的。
He said, "The firm foundation of God stands."
他说神坚固的根基立住了。
You know, with that firm conviction, if we are conscious of that firm foundation,
如果我们真的懂得明白这一个神坚固的根基
，and then sometimes even for the little boys, maybe they don't quite understand.
就算有的时候小孩子他好像不太懂。
But we have to have that there.
但是我们需要有这个。
And that's our faith.
这是我们的信心。
The faith is that the foundation, the firm foundation of God stands.
因为我们的信心就是神坚固的根基是已经立住了。
Then they can go to school.
然后他能够去上学。
They can go to high school.
进到高中。
They can go to college.
进到大学。
They can go out to work in the field, to work in various places.
然后出外在各处工作。
With their heads held high.
他们的头可以抬起头来
，with their confidence in，
在他们里面有这样的一个确据。
And then sometimes，
然后有的时候
，you know as I said， don't touch these atheists that want you to be atheist。
不要去碰这些无神论者，他们要叫你成为无神论者。
In some magazines it's called them militant atheist。
在有些杂志的里面称为他们是很强暴的这些无神论者
or aggressive
是
atheist
是非常积极的这些无神论
有侵略性
有侵略性的无神论者
and then to your friends either scientists or classmates you have a different attitude
对于你的同学、你的朋友、这些科学家，你可以有一个不同的态度。
Because in you, you know that the firm foundation of God stands.
因为在你的里面，你有一个确据，神坚固的根基立住了。
You also know that in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
因为你知道起初神创造了天地。
You also know that God has created man according to his own image.
因为你知道神是照着他自己的形象样式造了人。
Then remember a verse in 1 Peter.
然后我们记得在彼得前书的一句话。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
彼得前书三章十五节。
To everyone who asks us, we can give an account for the hope that is in us with gentleness and reverence.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
So if somebody asks you, say, you know, I'm really bothered, you know, and where do we come from?
如果有人问到你说我我不知道我们从哪来的。
Then you can tell them, as far as I know, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
你可以告诉他，按照我所知道的，起初神创造了天地。
Now, according to the Bible, God has created us according to his own image.
照着圣经，神告诉我们，神是照着他的形象样式造了我们人。
And then you can be prepared to answer them.
然后你能够准备来回答他们。
And then we ought to answer them with gentleness and reverence.
我们要用着温柔敬畏的心回答他们。
There's no reason to fight.
没有需要去跟他们争。
Now when you quote these verses from the Bible,
当我们指着这些圣经里面的经节
，and tell them this is indeed what I believe.
就告诉他们这就是我所相信的。
And also,And then you're gentle to them.
Yeah, 对他们温柔。
And then you have a conversation going.
这样你们就可以有这样的一个对话。
And that will help that person.
能够帮助那一个人。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we face the world.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们怎样面对世人。
And now I would like to look at the Bible about this firm foundation of God.
我愿意从圣经的里面来读一读关于神稳固的根基。
Now that verse we have read in 2 Timothy.
我们在提摩太后书已经读到了。
That verse has three parts.
这有三个部分。
The first part says the firm foundation of God stands.
头一个部分讲到神坚固的根基立住了。
Brothers and sisters, the way I understand it, the firm foundation of God is actually God himself.
我所领会的神坚固的根基乃是神自己。
It is what he said,
他所说的
and what he has done,
他所做的
the whole thing,
整个的事。
It is vast,
这实在很浩大。
It is big,
是很大的。
But it applies to anything we come face to face with.
但是对于我们所面对的任何的事物都是合用的。
When we face science,
我们面对科学
The firm foundation of God stands.
神坚固的根基立住了。
When we go to work,
我们去工作。
The firm foundation of God stands.
神坚固的根基立住了。
When we are at home,
我们在家里。
The firm foundation of God stands.
神坚固的根基立住了。
When we are in His church,
我们在他的教会的里面。
The firm foundation of God stands.
神坚固的根基立住了。
The foundation is God Himself.
这个根基乃是神自己。
It what he is,
那是他的所事。
What he has done,
那是他的所作。
Years ago,
在许多年前。
At the time of judges,
在士师的时代。
Our brother mentioned,
我们的弟兄提到。
At the chapter 2 of judges, there was a verse.
在士师记的第二章的里面，我们弟兄提到。
It said, after Joshua died.
就是约书亚死了之后
There is another generation that came up.
新的一代的人长成
They did not know the Lord.
他们不认识主
And they did not know what the Lord has done for Israel.
他们不知道神对以色列人所行的大事
So they no longer have anything inside.
在他们里面不再有这些的事物。
The firm foundation of God was not in them anymore.
神坚固的根基不再在他们里面了。
That began the big slide.
这就成了一个最大的他们的的败落。
Slide downward.
他们就败落下去。
For about 300 years.
败落了300年。
And so, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
it is important to have the firm foundation of God in us.
神坚固的根基在我们的里面是非常重要的。
So this is the first part of that verse.
这是那一节圣经的头一个部分。
The second part of the verse says,
第二个部分那节圣经这样说。
God knows those who belongs to him. I think that's what he says.
神认识谁是他的人。
Yes. And, brothers and sisters, this is very heartwarming.
弟兄姊妹，这是实在叫我们心里面暖起来。
God is interested in you and in me.
神对你对我他都有兴趣。
And he knows you and me.
他也认识你跟我。
He knows everything about you and everything about me.
他关乎你所有的事情他都知道，关乎我他也知道所有的事。
And he wants to be intimately involved in your thing and my thing.
他愿意很密切的在你关乎你的事物、关乎我的事物的里面有份。
So God knows.
所以神知道。
So this is the second part.
这是第二个部分。
And then the third part is,
第三个部分。
Those who call upon the name of the Lord.
那些称呼主名的人。
And should abstain from iniquity.
要离开不义。
So it says,the second part of the verse talks about God. The third part of the verse talks about us.
所以第二那一节圣经第二个部分讲到神，第三个部分讲到我们。
Now we got to have a response to this God who created us.
我们需要对于那创造我们的神有一个回应。
Yeah, we have to have a response to the God that loves us.
我们需要对那爱我们的神有个回应。
Now we have to really have a response to the God that is interested and wants to be intimately related to us.
我们对于那一位对我们实在有兴趣，而且愿意很亲密的跟我们有关系的神有这样的一个回应。
And then we have to abstain from evil.
我们要离开不义。
And we have to abstain from iniquity.
我们要离开这些败坏。
Single-hearted.
要单一的心
，single-minded，
单一的心智
，as our brother told us so many times。
就像我们的弟兄多次的告诉我们。
So dear brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹
，if we do this，
如果我们这样做
，then the more we will know， we'll have confidence of His foundation in us。
我们就能够更多的认识，也更有把握神坚固的根基。
If we look at the epistles,
我们来读这读到这些书信的时候
，especially Apostle Paul's epistles,
特别是保罗的书信
，you can see this idea of creation actually came up again and again.
我们能够看到这一个创造在书信的里面一而再、再而三的出现。
And actually, for Paul, for Apostle Paul, he has a vast view of this creation.
对于使徒保罗，对关乎这一个创造，他有一个很大的观点。
Yeah. And also, when he talks about Jesus Christ,
当他讲到耶稣基督的时候
，when he talks about Christ,
他讲到基督
，he has a vast view of him.
他有一个很大的一个观点。
When he talks about us,
当他讲到我们的时候
，he has a tremendous thing. He called this thing called new creation.
他就提到这么一个大的事，叫做新造的人。
So let's just go over some of these things that he mentioned.
我们就来稍微的看一看保罗所提到的一些的关乎这样的事。
Yeah, I think there are three things.
有三样事情。
I just mentioned three things. The one thing is how Paul relates, how Apostle Paul relates creation to us.
就是保罗怎样把创造跟我们连上关系。
And the second thing is this resurrection.
第二件事情就是复活。
Now, the third thing is how he sees Christ.
第三件事就是他怎样看基督。
So all these things is so vast for him.
这几样事情对他都是很浩大的。
Now let's look at in Acts chapter 17 when Paul went to Athens.
我们看使徒行传第十七章，当保罗去到雅典的时候。
Now Acts chapter 17 verse 24.
我们看使徒行传十七章二十四节。
二十四节对。Acts 17 verse 24. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
So he was talking to a bunch of people, intellectuals.
所以他对于向着这些知识分子来说话。
And these are people in Athens.
这些是在雅典的人。
They like to talk about things.
他们愿意谈论这些事。
So Paul was talking to them.
所以保罗向他们说话。
And Paul says this God is the God that created heaven and earth.
这一位神是创造宇宙天地的。
So that's the beginning of the conversation.
这是这一个他们对话的开始。
Now the end of the conversation.
到了最后。
Verse 30.
三十节。
Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent.
三十节，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察。如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
So Paul was talking to some intellectuals.
保罗是向着这些有知识的人说话。
In Greek Athens.
是在雅典那里向他们说。
And he's pointing them to the God who created heaven and earth.
他提到那一位创造天地的神。
So if you see him, if you are mindful of him.
如果你看见他，你留意他
，You ought to repent.
你就应当悔改。
So this is Paul said to the Athens, to people in Athens.
这是保罗向雅典人所说的。
And in the Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
在罗马书第一章第二十节。
He was talking to the Romans.
他向罗马人说。
He said, "For since Romans 1:20."
罗马书第一章二十节。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以叫人晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So he pointed them to the God who created heaven and earth.
所以他向他们指出那创造天地的神。
And he tells them that you have to really think that his eternal, this eternal power and the divine nature.
你必须留意他的永能和神性。
So these things are not just objective there.
那些东西不是只是客观的在那里。
When you see these things, you should think about God.
你看到这些事物，你应该想到神。
When you think about God, you should know his eternal power.
当你想到神，你就应当知道他的永能。
And which is much vaster than us.
那是比我们更要浩大的。
And should know his divine nature.
你需要晓得他的神性。
He's not man.
他不是人。
He's way beyond man.
他是超过人太多了。
And then he said that we will have no excuse.
然后他说我们是无可推诿。
So you see, Apostle Paul, he points people to the nature and want people to think about God.
所以我们看到使徒保罗，他叫人去观察这个自然界，叫人想到神。
And see God's great power.
看到神那极大的能力。
And see God's divine nature.
看到神的那个神性。
And then realize what is man.
然后就能够明白人算什么。
You know, we got to humble before the Lord.
我们必须在主面前谦卑。
And then In Romans chapter 4, he talked about this justification by faith. He was talking about the story of Abraham.
到了罗马书第四章，当保罗讲到因信称义的时候，他讲到亚伯拉罕的事。
Now he pointed to this in Romans chapter 4:17. He said that Abraham believed a God, and the God that Abraham believed is this, that he gives life to the dead and calls into existence which does not exist.
在罗马书第四章十七节讲到亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫使人复活使无变为有的神。
If Abraham just narrowly interpreted or retell the history,
如果亚伯拉罕只是很简单的重复历史，
he should have said this.
他是这样，他可能会这样说。
He should have said that Abraham's God asked him to offer up Isaac, and he did. He wanted to, and then the Lord gave him back Isaac. He should have said that.
他会这样说。神要亚伯拉罕把以撒献上，他也愿意献上了，然后神又把以撒还给他。
But no, he said something much bigger.
但是他讲了更大的事。
He said God is the one that gives life to dead.
他说神是那叫死人复活。
So Paul saw something much bigger than what the history seems to be telling.
所以保罗看见了，好像比历史上所显明的事情更大。
But if we look at Abraham at that time,
让我们来看一看亚伯拉罕那个时候。
That's exactly what happened to Abraham.
这就是发生在亚伯拉罕身上
的事。You know, we know that Abraham, he had no child, and he and his wife tried to help God to get a child, but God says, no, this is not what I want.
我们知道亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他们想要得个孩子，没有办法得到，就自己想个办法得了个孩子，然后神说这不算。
And then God actually gave Isaac to Abraham.
然后神把以撒赐给亚伯拉罕。
And he alone is what God would have a covenant with.
唯有他是神与他们立约的根据。
So when God told Abraham, offer up your son Isaac.
所以当神告诉亚伯拉罕把你的儿子以撒献上的时候，
it was a big problem for Abraham.
对亚伯拉罕来讲应当是个很大的问题。
See, in the past few years,
在过去这么几年，
you know, I did this for you.
我为你做这事。
And you said that was not it.
你说这不算。
And you gave me a real one.
你把一个真的给我了。
Isaac.
以撒。
Now he's a teenager.
他现在是十几岁了。
He's going to fulfill your covenant.
他要来成就你的约。
Now you want me to offer him up as a burnt offering.
你要叫我把他献上，用当燔祭献上。
He couldn't believe that.
他不能够相信。
It's just I said. He didn't say that.
亚伯拉罕没有这么说。我是替亚伯拉罕说话。
Three days.
三天。
You know he.He led his son Isaac.
他带三天，他带着他的儿子以撒。
Servants.
仆人。
Fire.
火柴。
And the knife.
刀子。
And then went.
就去了。
Three days.
三天。
And when they got there.
他们到了那里。
And the boy said.
这孩子说。
Dad, the fire is here.
火已经火柴跟火有了。
Where is the lamb?
那羊羔在哪里？
Where is the lamb for burnt offering?
这一个燔祭的羊羔呢？
And Abraham said the Lord will provide.
亚伯拉罕说神必有预备。
Throughout these three days,
在这三天之内，
I believe,
我相信
Abraham must have felt that he was just like dead.
亚伯拉罕必然觉得他如同死了一样。
And his son was dead.
他的儿子也是死了。
Now, for a strange thing, the covenant of God probably is going to be dead also.
那神的约也必然也跟着去死，也跟着死了。
But the Bible says.
但是圣经说。
Now he considered, he actually experienced resurrection.
他经历了死而复活。
So his son actually, when he agreed, when he actually put his son on the altar, is going to cut it.
当他把他的儿子放在祭坛上拿出刀来要杀他的时候
，The voice from heaven said,
从天上有声音说
，Abraham, Abraham,
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕
，Don't.Don't put the knife on your son.
不要下刀子在你儿子身上。
And then the Lord gave him back his son.
神把他的儿子还给他。
So Abraham experienced in the deepest sense the reality of resurrection.
所以亚伯拉罕在内心深处经历了那个复活。
Did he offer his son?
他有没有将他儿子献上？
He did.
他献上了。
Was his son finally arrived, alive?
他的儿子是不是又活终于活着了
？His son was alive.
他的儿子是活着。
Wonderful.
太奇妙。
In spirit, he experienced this resurrection.
所以他经历了这一个复活。
So then the Lord says, the nations will be blessed by your descendant.
所以然后神说万国要因你的儿子蒙福。
So the point here is this.And sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这里的重点是这样。
That was an incident.
那是一件事。
But in God's heart, this is much bigger than that.
但是在神的心中，那是更大的事。
It's this principle of resurrection.
这就是复活的原则。
And Abraham experienced by obedience.
亚伯拉罕因着顺服的缘故经历了。
He experienced this thing by faith.
他因着信经历了这事。
So Apostle Paul sees something much bigger than the event itself.
所以使徒保罗就看见这事比当时发生的事物更大。
And that's exactly what this great God did.
这就是那伟大的神所做的。
And the next part of the verse says,
然后接着这一节圣经下面继续说。
This is Romans 4:17.
这是罗马书四章十七节。
Calls into existence that which does not exist.
使无变为有，就是原来不存在的现在存在了。
Now, this one I believe he was referring to when the first time Isaac was given to him. Was born and he and Sarah gave birth to Isaac.
我想这句话是指着当初以撒出生的时候，因为亚伯拉罕跟撒拉没有孩子，神把孩子赐给他们。
And then this again, Paul could simply say that they didn't have child, and that God gave them a child. Simply say that.
保罗可以很简单的说，他们没有孩子，神给了一个孩子他们。
But Paul talked about much bigger thing.
但是保罗提到更大的事。
Calling into existence which does not exist.
叫那原来不存在的现在存在了。
It was nothing.
原来什么都没有。
Now God has made it something.
现在神使它有。
It was non-existence.
原来不存在。
Now God now makes it existing.
现在神叫它存在。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Isn't this also the picture of God created heaven and earth?
这岂不是神创造天地的那一个图画吗
？There was non-existence, nothing, absolutely nothing.
原来什么都没有，是无有的，什么东西都没有。
No time, no space.
没有时间，没有空间。
No material, no field.
没有物质，也没有一些立场。
Then it begins.
然后开始了。
Then non-existence become existence.
原来不存在的现在存在了。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
This is not only physical thing.
这不是只是一个物理的事情。
It is so real.
这是非常真实的。
It's real to Apostle Paul.
这是对使徒保罗是这样的真实。
It's real to you and me too.
对你跟我也是这样的真实。
That's why I think.
所以我认为
，In Second Corinthians，
在哥林多后书的里面
，Chapter Five，
第五章
，And then Paul says， Whoever now in Christ， he is a new creation。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The word creation is not a trivial word. You cannot think it as a trivial, I just mentioned something.
啊，这一个啊，新造或者这个创造啊，不是一个很简单的一件事。
The creation is from nothing to something.
那创造是从无变为有。
Creation is from non-existence to existence.
创造是从不存在变为存在。
So it's a great thing.
这是一个极大的事。
And Paul saw that.
然后保罗见到了。
He says, "The love of Christ constrains me."
所以神的爱激励我。
Yeah, it constrains us.
也激励我们。
He said, "The one dies for all, and all dies."
所以一人为众人死，众人就都死了。
So today we live.
今天我们活着。
And not live by for ourselves.
不是为自己活。
But for him who has died for us and also has risen for us.
乃是为那为他们死而复活的主而活。
So today,
今天
whoever is in Christ,
那在基督里的
he's a new creation.
他是一个新造的人。
This new creation is great.
这新造实在是太大了。
The basis of that is resurrection.
那一个基础乃是在于复活。
The basis of that is the love of Jesus Christ.
那一个基础乃是基督的爱。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
One died for all, and all died.
一人为众人死，众人就都死了。
Now we can live.
今天我们能够活着。
We can live for him who has died for us, but has risen for us as well.
我们今天活着，乃是为着那替我们死而复活的主而活。
So this new creation.
所以这一个新造
has resurrection in there.
是有复活在其中。
It's powerful.
是有极大的能力。
So this is what Paul saw.
这是保罗所见到的。
And sisters, this is creation.
这是创造。
Now, the creation, so creation is not only creation of the universe.
所以这个创造不单是创造了这个宇宙天地。
It's not creation of man according to his image.
不单只是那一个按照神的形象造出的人。
It's in Christ, there is a new creation.
乃是在基督里面有一个新造的人。
It's a tremendous thing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这是极大的事。
Yeah. And, And then when he comes to the Ephesians letter,
然后他去到以弗所书的时候
now he mentioned that God in his great resurrection, great power has raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
他讲到叫基督从死里复活的那一个极大的能力
and to be seated on his right hand.
能够坐在他自己的右边
Now in this process, he is going above and above and above and above.
然后在这个过程的里面，它是超越了又超越又超越。
And above what?
超越什么？
So all the principalities.
超过一切执政的。
I should just let's take a look at the Ephesians chapter 1.
我们来看一看以弗所书第一章。
This is exactly what he says.
这是在那里他所说的。
You know, he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand side.
叫他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Above all rules,
超过一切执政的。
Above all authorities,
超过一切掌权的。
Above all powers,
一切有能的。
Above all dominion,
超过一切的主治的。
Above every name that named.
超过一切有名的。
And also, in verse 22, he says, he set him as a head over all things.
然后第二十二节说他叫他在在万有之上居首位。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, is there anything that he did not go above?
弟兄姊妹，有没有任何一个事物他没有超越了？
Is there anything that God did not bring him up above?
有没有任何事物神没有把它提高来超越了？
None.
没有一样。
So it's oftentimes when we read Ephesians, we felt that Paul talks about extreme things.
我们读以弗所书的时候，有时候觉得保罗讲到一些太偏激的事。
Sorry, very surpassing things.
好像那超越的事。
Yeah, surpassing grace.
那一个极大的恩典
yeah,
超越的恩典
the love that's beyond fathom
那一个那超过我们所求所想的
爱对 It's all these surpassing things.
都是那些超越的事。
Now here he talks about a surpassing thing.
这里他也讲到超过的事。
Now God used this great power, has raised his son, surpassed everything.
乃是神叫用这极大的能力叫他的儿子死而复活，然后超越了这一切的事。
When I read these science results.
当我读到这些科学研究的结果
this universe,
这个宇宙
100 billion stars in Milky Way,
在银河系的里面这样千千万万的
yeah.
这些的星球
and then there are billions of Milky Ways,
然后在宇宙的里面又有千百万的这个银河系
I don't know what Paul was thinking,
我不知道保罗在想什么
but if these are there,
如果这些都在那里
Christ is going to be above every single one of them
基督会超越任何其中的一个
I think this is how big Apostle Paul saw Christ
这就是使徒保罗所见到的基督
What does all things mean?
那
Brothers and sisters
万有是什么意思
All things are all these things
万有就是所有的这些事
And Christ to Paul is way above all these
但是对保罗基督是超越这一切的事
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
May the Lord have mercy on us
愿意主向我们施怜悯
So that we can actually grasp that a little bit
所以我们能够稍微的掌握这件事
This person, this brother Paul
这一位弟兄保罗
He is a human, he was a human as well
他也是一个人
He was against Jesus
他原来是抵挡耶稣的
And then the Lord opened his eyes.
然后主开启他的眼睛。
Now these brothers,
这些弟兄们
these brothers, they had great patience for them, for him.
这些弟兄对他是蛮有的忍耐。
And his eyes opened.
他的眼睛开启了。
And he saw Christ.
他就见到基督。
Way bigger than everything.
比一切的事物都更大。
Way above everything.
是超越一切的事物。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
the wonderful thing is,
这一个实在奇妙美好的事
He said, God has given Christ to be the head of all things.
他说神叫基督做万有之首
And then there's a verb, just give. Give to whom?
是给了谁呢
Give to the church.
是给了教会
That's exactly what it says.
这是在那里这样说
So this Christ has been lifted by God to be above everything.
所以神将基督超越了一切的事
is now given to the church as the head
然后给了教会做教会的元首
and then the church is body, his body
教会是他的身体
and you and I are his body
你跟我是他的身体
and not only that
不但如此
and then see the fullness of him that fills everything
是那充满万有者所充满的
so now Christ is in you, it's in me, it's in our gathering
所以今天基督在你里面在我里面在我们的聚会的里面
He is not only the head way up there not only that
他不单只是高高在上那里做头
He is the head here
他也在这里做头
He is not only the head
他不单只是做头
He is in every one of us
他也在你跟我每一个人的里面
And he fills all and is in all
他是充满在万有之中
Brothers and sisters You see this is what this brother saw
弟兄姊妹，这是这一位弟兄所见到的。
Now we have to take it by faith.
我们需要用信心来接受。
Now how did the Lord do it?
主怎样做呢
？How did God do it?
神怎样做呢
？He raised him from the dead.
他将他从死里复活。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹
，This creation is tremendous.
这一个创造是极大的事。
This resurrection is tremendous.
这个复活是极大的事。
So when Paul says.About Abraham.
所以当保罗讲到亚伯拉罕的时候
Abraham believed in the God that causes existence out of non-existence.
所以亚伯拉罕信那一个从无到有
yeah.
也就是从不存在到存在的那位神
yeah. And also give life out of death.
叫从死里复活
It is a tremendous thing
这是一个极大的事
And And I just pray that we can get hold of that.
我实在愿意我们能够掌握住这个。
So when you go out to school,
所以当你去到学校
go out to work,
去出外工作
wherever you go,
不论你去到哪里
you know that we are in Christ,
你知道我们在基督里
in this Christ,
在这一位基督里
who is way above everything,
是超越一切事物的。
These days,
今天
NASA,is going to send out missions to various places.
美国太空总署要送卫星到宇宙各处。
And the one main goal of going to Mars, you know, is trying to see whether there is a trace of life.
去到火星那里其中一个主要的目的就是在那里看有没有生物。
There are some other stuff that look at other part of the sky, stars, is trying to see whether there's any intelligence.
也有其他的卫星或者仪器在太空的里面来观察，看有没有任何的地方有生物
，intelligence，
有智慧。
Yeah. Now we Christians sometimes feel, oh, got nervous. So what if they find something?
我们做基督徒的就有点紧张了。如果他们发现了一些什么，怎么办
？Brothers and sisters, don't worry.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要担心。
You know, Christ is way above all these things.
基督是超越这一切之上。
Now, God created us, God created them too.
如果是神造了我们，神也可以造他们。
You know, the Bible mentioned again and again, there's this thing called angel.
圣经一再的提到天使。
Angel is not you and me.
你跟我不是天使。
Angel is different.
天使跟我们是不一样的。
But remember, angel is created.
但是天使也是受造之物。
Angel is not from nothing to. Angel is created by God.
神把天使造出来。
So do not worry about this.
所以你不需要担心这
些。You know, if there is a trace of life somewhere.
如果在宇宙什么地方有活的东西。
Praise the Lord. The Lord is bigger than we thought.
感谢主，主比我们所想象的更大。
You know, nothing.Is going to be higher than Christ.
没有一样事物能够比基督更大。
Everything is created.
一切的事都是被造的。
The Lord has a physics formula that apply in this universe.
主对于这一个宇宙，它有一定的这个方程式。
Now some of the scientists right around here in Bay Area, they say there's some mathematical possibility of having multiverse.
就在湾区这个附近有一些科学家根据他们的方程式说是有可能有不同的这些宇宙。
Yeah, maybe in another various universes that maybe just exist for a fraction of a second and disappear.
有一些宇宙他们存在了一刹那之间又没有了。
All these are speculations.
这些都是他们的猜测。
There's no way to prove this.
没有办法去证明这些事。
In science, if you say something that cannot be proved, then it's not even a theory.
如果在科学界的里面，如果你不能够证明任何事，那都不能算为学说都不算。
Yeah, it's a speculation.
这只是一些猜测。
But even if there are possibilities of some other quote unquote universe that shows up.
如果就算是有什么所谓的宇宙出现了。
But again, God is the creator of all.
但我们要记得，神是创造一切的。
And Christ is way above everything.
那基督是超越一切。
Above all rules.
超过一切执政的。
All authorities.
一切掌权的。
And all dominions.
一切主治的。
All names that is named.
一切有名的。
And all things.
一切的事。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
The greatness of our God.
我们神的这个伟大。
The holiness of our God.
我们神的这个圣洁。
The righteousness of our God.
我们神的公义。
The excellence of our God.
我们神的那一个尊贵。
Cannot be compromised.
是没有办法能够妥协的。
It cannot be compared.
也不能够相比的。
And I hope that we could think as Paul think.
我愿意我们有保罗的这样的思想。
To know that our God, our Christ is much bigger than everything, anything.
知道我们的神基督是超越一切的。
And we are in there.
我们在其中。
Now, When we go to workplace,
当我们去到工作的地方
let me give you a little bit of my experience.
我给你一点我自己的经验。
The reason I'm doing this is only for our young brothers and sisters. One day you'll go into workplace.
我做这样的见证是为了我们中间的年轻人，有一天你们要出外工作。
There's one verse in the Bible that really helped me.
在圣经的里面有一节圣经对我很有帮助。
It has to do with working in the outside.
就讲到我们在外面工作。
It's Ephesians chapter 6 verse, chapter 5 verse, chapter 6 verse 7.
是在以弗所书第六章第七节。
And also it shows up in Colossians chapter 4.
也在哥罗西书第四章里面出现。
It says, as serving God, not serving man.
就好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
See, oftentimes when we go to work,
许多时候我们去工作。
And this year my evaluation is not that great, so other people got the 3% of raise, and I got only 1%.
今年我的考级不是太好，我们同事得了3%的薪水增加，我只有1%。
And then sometimes the boss says, hey, let's go out have a drink.
有的时候我们上司老板说，我们出去欢乐喝点酒。
Yeah, sometimes this, sometimes that.
有的时候这样，有的时候那样。
And you never had peace.
你心中没有平安。
But this particular verse really helped me.
但这一节圣经非常帮助我。
As serving God, not serving man.
是好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Now most of the places, the example I gave you actually a bad example. Most of the places people are quite reasonable.
我给你的例子可能比较特别，但大多数工作的地方同事都很合情合理的。
Yeah. Allow me to give you some of my own experience.
让我把我自己的一些经验告诉你。
I started to work after I graduated from New York, I came to LA to start to work.
我在纽约毕业了之后，我到洛杉矶来工作。
I was 26 or 27 years old.
我那时候26、27岁。
Now, I went into this place is a science place. It's a space research. It's a place called Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
工作
down in Pasadena.
我工作的地方在 Pasadena 是太空研究实验室。
There were about 4,000 people working there.
有在那里有4,000人工作。
And then there are others of 3,000 contractors.
还有3,000的这些契约工作者。
So the Lord was gracious to me that I actually found this job.
所以主蛮有恩典，叫我找到这一份工作。
The day I went to interview, my wife Willow was sitting in the car out in the parking lot waiting for me.
当我去见工的时候，我的妻子 Willow 就坐在这个停车场的车子里。
I had a chance to come to the job interview.Because we were visiting the Willow's sister.
我有这样机会来到洛杉矶来见工，是因为妻子 Willow 她的妹妹在洛杉矶。
So I went to this place. The personnel told me, "Oh, just last week we rejected you."
我去到那里，那个人事部的人告诉我，我们上个星期才告诉你，我们不要雇你。
I told him, I said, "I already left New York."
我说那时候我已经离开纽约了。
Since you are here, I'll find a couple of interviews for you.
既然已经来了，我就找几个人跟你谈一谈。
So my wife was sitting in the car outside in the parking lot.
所以我太太在外面停车场坐在车子里。
With David in her stomach, in her belly.
David, 在她肚子里。
And then she was waiting 4 hours. And the more she waited, the happier she was.
他就在外面等了4个钟头，他越等他就越高兴。
So you all know why.
你也知道为什么。
If I came out immediately, that was gone.
如果我马上出来，就是说没希望。
But anyway, when I first started there, working there.
所以当我一开始在那里工作的时候。
Some of my coworkers.
我一些同事。
They had a saying.
他们有一个讲法。
They say, we work hard and we play hard.
我们努力工作，我们也尽情欢乐。
So they went out to drink.
就出去喝酒。
My boss didn't. My boss was a very clean man.
我的上司老板他不这样做。
But I thank the Lord that time I had there was a fear of God in me.
我感谢神，在我心中有一个敬畏神的心。
So I never went with them to play hard.
我从来没有跟他们出去尽情欢乐。
Now on the other hand, I worked very hard.
但反过来，我是努力工作。
Then a couple of years later, I changed job within the company.
几年之后，我在同一个地方换了部门。
Now I had a boss.
有一个老板。
This boss is very pleasant.
这个老板他很亲切。
And he is very helpful.
他对我也很有帮助。
And then later I found that his son went to Biola.
后来我知道他的儿子在百欧拉念书。
And this, my boss is a Christian.
我的上司是个基督徒。
And he was so good. He was so nice.
他对我很好。
And he, those years I was with him, I never found him lie in anything.
这么多年我与他同事工作，我没有发现过一次他讲谎言。
And he was always very pleasant.
他都非常的亲切。
He knew that I was a Christian. I'm a Christian too.
当他知道我他也知道我是个基督徒。
Once we were walking.
有一次我们一同步行。
And then we saw an old man. This is within JPL. We saw an old man walk by.
我们就在工作的地点，我们看到一个老年人走过去。
And that man was very, very famous within our laboratory.
这在我们实验室里面，这位老人是很出名的。
He's probably the number two man.
他是我们那里第二把交椅的人。
Greatly respected.
是大家非常尊重的。
And he was responsible for all these missions going out.
他对于我们所有的这些出外的任务，他是主持的。
And my boss, his name is Dick Coffin.
我的老板，他的名字叫 Dick Coffin.
He told me, he said, Ted, look at that man.
他就告诉我说 ，Ted， 你看看那一位。
He is a pious Christian.
他是一个敬虔的基督徒。
So my heart was really warmed.
我心里面真是暖起来。
You know this place that I work with a scientific institute?
你知道我工作的地方是一个科学研究所。
There are a lot of pious Christians.
有许多这些敬虔的基督徒。
Very heartwarming.
叫我心实在很激励。
A few years later.
几年之后。
I was doing something else.
我又在不同的工作上。
Now, my boss, there's another boss. He actually drafted me to work with him on certain things.
我另外一个上司，他是特别指着我要我去帮他做事。
He's a Catholic. He has 7 kids.
他是一个天主教徒，他有七个孩子。
But he was really kind of a grandfather of that whole area. I mean, the whole area of work.
在工作那整个部门，他差不多是我们的祖父辈的这样的人物。
1984年。We have a spacecraft that's going to approach this planet called Uranus.
我们有一个太空这个船要到这样个星
天王星
到天王星去
very far away
这是很遥远的
so we have to find a way I mean our place has to find a way to receive signal from a place far from spacecraft far far away
所以我们在我们工作那里就需要找到一个方式能够接受这么遥远地方的信号
so this boss, his name is Bob Stevens.
我的上司叫 Bob Stevens.
So he drafted me and a bunch of other people that we work go out and work in Barstow.
他就指派我跟一些同事到 Barstow 那里去工作。
Because our ground antenna complex is there.
因为我们地上的这个天线的设备在那里。
Now we were there day and night for about a month.
我们一个月之间日夜在那里工作。
Nothing happened, not successful.
不成功。
And just in maybe 4 or 5 months, our spacecraft will be there.
再过四五个月，我们的这个太空船就要抵达那个目的地了。
So it get very urgent.
这就非常紧急了。
And we didn't have any result.
我们没有任何结果。
So my boss said, Ted, you are a Christian, right?
我老板就说 ，Ted， 你是个基督徒。
Why don't you pray?
你为什么？你可以祷告。
No, I was a young Christian then.
我是一个年轻的。
I was very spiritual.
但
我很属灵。
我很属灵。
So I said, my God is not interested in this.
我很属灵，我就说我的神对这些没兴趣。
So I really thought so, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我当时真的是这样以为。
Right, we are supposed to be spiritual.
我们要很属灵。
You know, God is not interested in this thing. This is material.
这些是物质的事，我的神对这些没兴趣。
And that's exactly what I thought.
这是我的想法。
That's exactly what I said.
这也是我所说的。
Of course, my boss didn't say a thing.
当然我的老板就没有说话了。
Of course, I also said that because I thought he was joking.
当我这样说的时候，我以为他跟我开玩笑。
So I was kind of offended.
我觉得他怎么这样跟我开这种玩笑。
But 2 weeks, still nothing happened.
过了两个星期，什么结果都没有。
So that night, you know, we live in the, I have to live in the hotel because we work at night.
因为我们日夜工作，我们那时候出差，住在旅馆里。
So that night,You know, the Lord humbled me.
那有一天晚上，主叫我谦卑在他跟前。
So I knelt down before the Lord.
所以我就在主面前跪下。
I said, Lord, look, we're not going anywhere here.
我说主啊，我们现在什么结果都没有。
And I think you ought to be interested in our work.
我想你对这个事要有点兴趣了吧。
And you know, the wonderful thing is that night when we went,
所以那天晚上当我们去了的时候，
everything worked together.
这些仪器所有的事情都能够很好的操作了。
This was many, many years ago.
这是许多年前。
Nowadays, everything is automatic. You know, you test it and then you push a button, everything worked. That time was not like that.
现在的什么都是很自动性的，你试验呢，你要按一个钮就都行了。那个时候不是这样。
So there are like 20 people over there. Everybody is responsible for certain things.
有二十几个人在那里，每个人有他自己的岗位，有他要操作的东西。
But that night, this thing works.
那一天晚上就行了。
Now the thing work is very important.
能够这样的有结果是很重要。
If it didn't work, then when our spacecraft flew over there and on the Earth, the weather is not good, then we're going to lose those pictures.
因为我们的太空船到了那里，如果我们在地上不能够收到信号，那它照的照片我们全部都接收不到。
If the cloud comes, the weather gets bad, and we don't get pictures.
如果有有云彩过来，天气不好，我们都收不到那些摄影。
So the next morning, I drove back to Pasadena. I told my boss, I said, you know, everything works like a textbook.
所以第二天我就开车回 Pasadena， 告诉我的老板，这一切都照着书本的指示出现了。
But I learned a big lesson.
但是我学了一个很大的功课。
God is interested in my work.
神对于我的工作，他是有兴趣。
He actually is the Lord of all these things.
因为他是一切事物的主。
When we do this kind of research, do this kind of mission, anything missed, the mission is done, it's gone.
我们做这样的工作，有这样的任务，任何一点差错，整个的任务就失败。
So I started to really have a real fear for the Lord.
这样我对主。
On my work.
在我工作上，我对主实在有这样的一个敬畏。
So later I find something very interesting.
然后后来我发现更有意思的是。
When I work, my heart is much at peace.
当我工作的时候，我的心实在是平静安稳的。
And sometimes even, you know, I went there on Saturday to work.
有的时候
because I can't finish the job.
有的时候因为工作的关系，周六我要去工作。
And somehow the Lord would pointed me to a certain part of the bookshelf.
主就会好像指示我在书架上哪一本书。
And I took it, and that particular problem would be solved.
我就拿了看一看，我当时面对的的问题就能够得到解决。
So in a small way, I'm learning to serve the Lord, not serve man.
在一个很小的事物上，我学到是服侍主，不是服侍人。
Yeah. Another thing is, you know, as I said, you work you, anywhere you work. Can I have 10 more minutes? 10 more minutes? Sure. You know, you work in any place, you worry about this thing called recognition.
你知道在工作的地点无论在哪里你都要被人认识。
You worry about this performance review.
你的考级你需要担心。
But somehow the Lord worked in me that I don't worry about these things anymore.
但是主叫我对这些事情我不去担心。
Now I only worry about what I can do for our place.
我只是担心我能够在我工作上我能够做到什么。
And every year in performance review, my boss was telling me, you know, according to our book, everybody has to increase his visibility.
你知道每年在在这个考级的时候呢，老板都会告诉我，根据我们公司的条例，每个人都要增加他们在同事中间的这个声望。
But you see, you're doing a certain work. You want the other part of the laboratory know your work.
因为你做一些工作，你要在整个实验室其他部门都知道你在做什么。
Because then you can get funding.
这样你才能够有这个预算来支持你的工作。
So first year I didn't do this.
头一年我没有这样。
So the second year he asked, she said, visibility, did you do this?
他说在实验室的声望你增加了多少？
And I said, no, I didn't do this.
我没有做任何的事情这样。
And then the third year in the performance evaluation, he said, forget it.
到了第三年他说你都不做那就算了。
Let's forget it, you're not going to do this.
他说你也不会你不既然不做不做就算了。
The point is this, brothers and sisters,We are serving the Lord, not serving man.
弟兄姊妹，那个重点，我们是服侍神，不是服侍人。
It doesn't mean that you're going to be rude to your boss.
不是说你对你的老板不客气。
If you serve the Lord,
如果你服侍主
you're going to be actually even more responsible and more respectable to your boss.
你对你的老板就更加的尊重，更加的对他有反应。
You can respect him, you can forgive him, you can be more thoughtful about him.
你能够尊重他，你能够对他你能够赦免他，也对他更慈爱。
So when I retire from when I retire from that place after 35 years, 36 years, I retire.
我在那里工作了36年之后，我从工作上退休。
Now my colleagues gave me a lunch, free lunch.
我的同事给我一个午餐，免费午餐。
Yeah. And then they took turns to say how good I was.
他们就轮流的讲我工作有多好。
And then one of the colleagues said, Ted, you know, in my most difficult time, you helped me.
有一位同事说，当我最艰难的时候 ，Ted， 你帮了我。
Now I was kind of embarrassed because I forgot what that really was.
我很不好意思，我根本不记得是怎么回事。
And then it's after three or four months, it came to me what that was.
啊，过了三四个月，我才想起来是当时是怎么回事。
But the point I'm trying to make, brother sister, is we are serving the Lord, not serving man.
弟兄姊妹，重要的，我们是服侍主，不是服侍人。
Now as a result, you will be very diligent in your work.
也因着这个缘故，你在工作上要会非常的殷勤。
You will not steal anything.
你不会偷任何东西。
And then to your colleagues.
对你的同事。
You will be very, very kind.
你会对他们很友善。
Remember, we should be like Jesus.
我们要像耶稣。
Yeah, see, we sang the song the other day.
我们唱的诗歌这样说。
That really, you know, when we know that we are serving the Lord, serving God, not serving man, this thing comes.
当我们知道我们是服侍神不是服侍人，这就很自然的我们就这样做了。
Now this same principle applies to the church.
同样的原则也在教会里面能够适用。
Because on one hand you go to work every day.
一方面你每天去工作。
On the other hand you're a brother in the fellowship in the church.
另外一方面你在教会的里面你是一位弟兄。
It's very, very important to remember that.
我们需要非常留意这件事。
That on one hand, I work.
一方面我工作。
8 hours, even 9 hours, even 10 hours.
一天工作八个小时、九个小时、十个小时。
On the other hand, I'm a brother in the church.
另外一方面，我是教会里面的一位弟兄。
Sometimes you can't even count the hours.
有的时候你连都不能够算到底花了多少时间。
But both things are part of your life.
这两方面都是你生活的一部分。
And we serve God and not serving man in both places.
但是你在两个方面，你都是服侍神，不是服侍人。
When I was young, there was a brother that came to us, and it was a conference, and his message helped a few of us.
在我年轻的时候参加一个特会，一位弟兄他对我们好几位有很大的帮助。
And his message was helpful to a few of us.
他的信息对我们好几位都很有帮助。
So we gathered together, invited this brother for dinner.
所以我们几位就合在一起，请这位弟兄吃晚饭。
Soon this brother discovered something.
这个弟兄就发现一些事。
He discovered that we seem to honor him.More than other things, more than the Lord.
他发现好像我们尊重他过于我们尊重主。
So he told us.
所以他告诉我们。
He said, now we can help you a little bit.
他说现在我可以帮助你一点。
But very, very soon.
他很快的。
You have to get the help from the Lord.
你就要直接从主那里得到帮助。
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
This brother point our eyes from him to the Lord.
这位弟兄叫我们的眼目从他身上直到主身上。
We are serve God, not man.
我们是服侍主，不是服侍人。
And then, you know, I used to do what Jason did. I used to translate. I still do.
我过去有的时候在聚会的里面做翻译。
And when I started, I was actually very busy. And these a brother, a sister, older brother or sister, they came to tell me to do this.
我开始做的时候其实我很忙的，那有弟兄姊妹就来告诉我要做这样要我这样做。
And I wasn't familiar with the Bible.
我对圣经不是那么熟悉。
So I told them, I said, no, brother, no, I cannot do this.
我就告诉他们说我做不到。
Yeah, and I'm not good enough to do this.
我实在不能够做得到。
And that old sister said,
那一位老姊妹就说
we have a need in the church.
我们在教会的里面有这样的需要。
Yes. And that settled it.
这就解决了。
And I went.
我就去了。
I still remember the first time I translate for a brother.
我记得头一次我跟一位弟兄翻译。
I hold the table.
我就抓到这个讲台。
As I remember, from the beginning to the end, my hand was always shaking.
从聚会从头到尾，我的手都在那里抖。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
The point is,
我要讲的点在这里。
The church has a need.
教会有一
The house of God has a need.
教会有一个需要，神的家中有这样的一个需要。
That's more important.
这非常重要。
Then other things.
另外一件事。
And there was a year I could say who he is. It's Brother Stephen came to my house.
江弟兄到我家里来。
And then he was staying in my house.
他住在我家。
So I, because he came to give a talk.
因为他来讲道。
So sometimes we were talking about the problems in our assembly.
我当然讲到我们聚会中的遇到的一些问题。
And you know, this brother always said, "The Lord will do."
这位弟兄总是说主会做。
And then sometimes we talk about some other problems.
有的时候我们讲到其他的问题。
And sometimes even the problems in their fellowship.
或者他们聚会中间的问题。
And sometimes things are so difficult.
有些事实在很难呢。
And then he always said, "The Lord will do."
他总是说主会做。
So that really was has an impact on me.
所以在我心中有这样的一个震动。
We got despair all the time.
我们都遇到这样的事，总是常常遇到这样的事。
We complain all the time.
我们常常埋怨。
We point fingers all the time.
我们总是指着别人。
But for this brother.
对这个弟兄。
The Lord will do.
他说主会做。
And I have to skip one example. Another example.
另外一个例子。
You know, about five years ago, we moved from one place to another place.
五年前我们聚会的地方从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
Now we have to remodel something in order to have enough toilets.
我们需要把那个房子装修一下，还有足够用的厕所。
We only had like three.
原来有三个厕所。
We actually need about seven.
我们需要有七个厕所。
So, you know, one of the old toilet, and the worker says he moved to the new place. It really looked dirty.
一个旧的这个马桶，他把它搬到新的厕所里面，看起来很脏。
There's a lot of stains there.
有很多的的痕迹。
No, I was hoping that he would say that this is useless. You should buy a new one.
我希望他说，哎，这个放在这里没什么用，买个新的。
Now he didn't say that.
他没有这样说。
And after he looked at it for a while.
当他这样看了一下。
He even tell me where in the Home Depot you can buy a certain solution that can wash this thing.
他又说你到 Home Depot 去有一些的药剂你可以把它洗干净。
And then after that we'll put it in.
然后洗干净呢我们把它放装上。
So I thought to myself, who's going to do this?
我就在想谁去做了。
And then I really wish that he could say we can just junk this thing and buy a new one. And he didn't.
我实在希望他说，哎，这个丢了算，我们买个新的。
The Lord convicted me.
主就跟我说。
So I went to Home Depot.
我就去了到 Home Depot 去。
And bought that solution.
就买了那个药剂。
It worked.
是可以洗的干净。
Later, you know, a certain sister in our fellowship.
后来在我们聚会有一位姊妹。
And she wanted me to teach her how to do that.
他要我教他怎么把马桶洗干净。
But the brothers and sisters, we are serving the Lord, not serving men.
弟兄姊妹，我们是服侍主，不是服侍人。
Nothing is lower than you.
没有一样事情叫你觉得太低微，你不能做。
Nothing is too low for me.
没有一样事情对我是低微的事。
We are serving the Lord, not serving men.
我们是服侍主，不是服侍人。
Now nowadays, brothers and sisters.
现今弟兄姊妹。
We often argue.
我们常常争论
at the church.
在教会的里面。
You know, when we have something happen,
有些事情发生。
No, we come to meet, we argue.
我们一同聚集，我们就争。
But I discovered a trick.
我发现一个秘诀。
The trick is this.
这个秘诀在这里。
Ask yourself, if the Lord Jesus were here, what would he do?
你就问一问，如果主耶稣在这里，他会怎么做
？And then if we think this way，
如果我们这样的想
，I tried it many 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 times。
啊，我试了很多次。
If you think this way，
如果你这样的想
，then we will not argue with each other。
我们就不会彼此争论。
It's very strange， but it's very true。
很奇怪，但是却很真实。
If only you think what the Lord would do。
如果你只要想主会怎么做
，then things got resolved。
事情就解决了。
Then there's not many minds。
啊，就不会有很多的意见。
There's only one mind。
只有一个意念。
It's very strange, but it's true。
很奇怪，但这很真。
We are serving God, we're not serving man。
我们是服侍神，不是服侍人。
Otherwise, we will have many, many voices。
这样，否则我们有很多的声音。
No unity。
没有一个合一。
Finally。
最后。
You know, oftentimes we serve in the church, we feel.Once I heard a sister asking somebody, said, Brother, how come we don't have fire anymore?
你知道我们在教会的里面服侍，我记得有一次一个姊妹问到，她说弟兄，为什么我们不再有这样的火热？
Yeah, we don't have fire anymore.
我们不再有这样的火热。
And that question was in my mind a long time.
所以这个问题在我脑海的里面想了很久。
And later I thought that the question is, shouldn't we ask the Lord what he wants?
所以我就想到，我们岂不是应当问主，主啊，你要什么？
You know, whatever happened, whatever in the, you know, in our fellowship, in our church.
在我们聚会的里面，在教会的里面发生的各样的事。
We can have a different agenda.
我们有不同的要做的事。
Different ideas.
我们有不同的想法。
But have we asked what he wants?
我们有没有问主你要什么？
Now I find that if you ask what he wants,
如果你问主你要什么？
And then what he wants gets into you.
他所要的就成为你在你的里面。
If we ask,
如果我们求，
we will know, most likely.
我们就能够知道。
And then we serve that way.
我们就这样服侍。
And then the fire will never burn out.
这样的火热就不会淡掉。
Yeah, try that next time, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，下次这样试一试。
Not that what we want.
不是我要什么。
But ask him what he wants.
来问主他要什么。
And not just for this particular incident.
不单只是在这一件事上。
But for today.Tomorrow, this week, next month, next year.
不但是今天，明天，这个星期，下个星期，这个月，下一个月。
What he wants.
他要什么？
Isaiah chapter 50 has a very interesting statement at the end.
在以赛亚书五十章，那里有一个末了的时候，有一个的话很有意思。
It talks about people who lit up fires.
在那里讲到有人点火。
And surround themselves with their own fires.
他们用他们自己的火在他们的周围点起火来。
And the Lord says,
然后主说,
You will lie down in torment.
他说, 你们必躺在悲惨之中。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if we work according to our own fire,
如果我们根据我们自己的火热来工作,
whether it's light, whether it's heat,
无论是光,无论是热,
The Lord would not like it.
主不会喜欢的。
We will lie down in torment.
我们会躺在悲惨之中。
But if we work according to His light,
如果我们按照他的光来
行事。According to what He wants.
来做他所要的。
And according to what His heart's desire.
照着他心中所喜悦的。
That fire doesn't burn off.
这个火不会熄灭的。
Today, His fire is with us.
今天他的火与我们同在。
Next month is still here.
下个月还在这里。
And then next month is still here.
下月还在这里。
Because the fire is his.
因为这是他的火。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we are very, very small. But Lord, we thank you. You have opened our eyes to see yourself.
主，我们虽然微小，我们感谢你，因为你开启我们的眼睛。
We thank you for having sent your Son, our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，你将你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督降下。
He has made all the difference.
他 成为一切都改变了一切。
Lord, these things that we have been talking about,
主啊，我们在这里所谈论的是
that the firm foundation of self, yourself stands.
因为你那稳固的根基立住了。
Lord, may you give us the grace.
愿意你向我们有恩典。
So that we can live in it every day of our life.
在我们每天生活的里面，我们活在其中。
At home, in the church.
在家中，在教会中。
And also in the workplace.
也在工作的场所。
Lord, be you, be supreme.
愿主啊，愿你为大。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.